If you're one of the 500 million people who use Facebook every day, I have a question for you. Does it make you happier? This episode of A Moment of Science looks at a group of scientists who set about answering that very question. To do so, they gathered a group of 82 participants at the University of Michigan, then used a tried-and-true research tactic called experience sampling to test Facebook's effects on each person's sense of well-being. For this experiment, experience sampling basically meant text blitzing. Participants received a 5-question survey on their smartphones 5 times a day for 2 weeks. It asked how they were feeling, whether they were worried or lonely, and if they'd used Facebook or had any interpersonal interactions since the previous text. They also answered longer questionnaires about their well-being both before and after the 2-week text blitz. By analyzing their survey data, the scientists uncovered some patterns that suggest we should think twice before checking Facebook. Short-term interacting with Facebook repeatedly led people to, quote, feel worse later on during the same day, unquote. And looking at the entire 2-week period, quote, the more participants used Facebook, the more their life satisfaction levels declined over time, unquote. It may be true that analyzing the huge quantities of information available from social media helps us understand our psychological and linguistic tendencies. However, as experiments such as this Facebook-focused text blitz remind us, we also need to understand how media influences us so we can critically evaluate the role it plays in our lives. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.